Welcome back. I'm speaking today with Talia Winokur. She's the director of Breakthrough Santa Fe. This is a free program that pairs talented middle school students with high school and college student teacher mentors to help give them skills that they'll need to succeed in competitive high schools. Full disclosure here, I was the editor for Santa Fe Prep's 50th anniversary magazine. And through that, really learned a lot about Breakthrough Santa Fe. I was so incredibly impressed. So thank you so much, Talia, for being with us. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
So can you explain a little bit more about what Breakthrough is and how it started?
Absolutely. Breakthrough is actually a national collaborative that started in San Francisco in the 70s. And it started as a public-private partnership between an independent school in the San Francisco area, University High School, who wanted to really reach out into the community and help kids that wouldn't have the opportunity potentially to get a college prep education to be able to get that education in San Francisco. And from there, the program has expanded all over the country. There are about 30 sites in cities like, you know, San Francisco, New York, Denver, Houston, Austin, Texas, all over the country. And the idea is that it really uses an innovative model using students who are really successful, potentially going to college prep high schools like Santa Fe Prep in Santa Fe, or who are in honors classes at public schools, to help middle school and high school students make the transition into more challenging classes so that when they are ready to go to college, when they're 18 and seniors in high school, they're going to be able to succeed in college.
And we know that we struggle a lot with high schools here and with people really getting the kind of education they need to then go, or the kind of elementary level to then go into a very competitive high school can be extremely challenging.
Exactly right. You know, we found that with our students, you know, we recruit students who are generally doing well in school, but we find that even still, those students that are getting A's and B's in the public schools, they have huge skill gaps in order to be able to compete in an AP level class or a pre-AP and honors level class in some of the high schools here in Santa Fe. And so we really bridge that gap by giving them accelerated classes over the summer. Our middle school students come for 6 weeks every summer. They're taught by college students from around the country as well as local high school students. And because of that accelerated material that they're exposed to over the summer, they're able to then make it into an honors level class, make it into a higher track in high school that then prepares them for college.
And how did the idea come, the mentors? I mean, having high school and college students then teach younger children. How did that evolve?
Yeah, originally it was actually sort of luck. In San Francisco, they started this program with professional teachers. At some point during, I think, the second summer that it was in operation, one of the professional teachers was sick, and there were teacher's aides that were students at University High School, at the host school. And they had two of those high school students go and substitute for that class, and they found that the students just responded so well to having other kids teach them, that they decided that the following summer they were going to entirely hire high school and college students in order to do the teaching. And we have found the same thing in Santa Fe. It's really an amazing thing when high school students and college students get together with those middle school age students. There's just a real bond that's immediate that doesn't happen with an adult professional teacher.
And these high school and college students, are they also from Santa Fe or nationally? Do they come in and do they apply to then be teachers on this program?
Yeah, it's national. All of our high school students that we hire are local. Most of them are actually our own Breakthrough students. So they're students that have gone through the middle school program. Okay. They're now successful high school students. They're receiving our high school program, but they also come back as teachers for our middle school program. And then the college students are from all over the country. They're from really prestigious universities. This past summer, we had a student from Yale, a student from Pomona, we've had students from all over the country, several from Carleton College, and they go through a very rigorous application process. This past summer, about 150 college students applied, and we hired 14 college students. So it's a very competitive process, a very prestigious internship, because they are full classroom teachers with the ability to make their own lesson plans and interpret curriculum, and they are the teachers. There aren't any adult teachers in the classrooms.
And do they develop their own curriculum based on their high school experience and their college experience?
So Breakthrough gives them, there are four core classes that we teach in the summer, reading, writing, math, and science. And those classes, we provide them like a skeleton curriculum. We say what objectives they should be meeting and in what time frame. And then it's up to them in order to make that curriculum come alive. So, you know, for example, we might say we want the students in science to be able to interpret graphs. And they might decide what kind of experiment they're going to use inside of chemistry in order to have the students, you know, work with graphs in a meaningful way that they'll then be able to interpret. And so they have a lot of leeway, but we also, of course, give them guidance so that they know what the students really are going to need to learn for that next year or the year after.
And so what's the application process, excuse me, for the students who apply here? Because this is extraordinary. It is, we can say again, tuition-free program.
Yeah, so we have a wonderful memorandum of understanding with the Santa Fe Public Schools. I think that's one of the really powerful things about Breakthrough is that it is this public-private partnership. And they allow us to go into all of the sixth grade classrooms in schools where at least 75% of the students qualify for free and reduced lunch. So that we're sure to get a high-need population applying to our program. And then from there, the students themselves decide that they want to apply. We don't, at first, make a presentation to the parents. At first, we go right to the classrooms to the students. And then those students who are interested go ahead and let their parents know. And the parents and students come together back to an information night where we actually give out an application. And from that application, the students have to write an essay. They have to write about 13 short answers. They have to get teacher recommendations. We get test scores and grades from the schools. It's a very intensive application.
Very intensive process. Wow.
Exactly. And about 80 to 90 students apply each year, and we're able to admit 30 students to our incoming seventh grade class.
Wow, wow. Now, we should say that this is held on the Santa Fe Prep campus. What is the relationship here?
Yeah, so Santa Fe Prep decided to bring Breakthrough to Santa Fe, and that's generally how it works. It's generally an independent school in a city where there's a lot of educational need, decides to bring Breakthrough to whatever city it is. And so they provide in kind all of our facilities, all of the classrooms, all of the photocopying, our offices, kind of everything we would need. And it's a really wonderful partnership. You know, our students use all of the lab equipment from Santa Fe Prep. They're able to completely take advantage of the library, a beautiful library that Santa Fe Prep has. So it really is a great partnership. And then Breakthrough, then and in addition to that, Santa Fe Prep provides my, I'm the director, and it provides my salary as well. And then other than that, Breakthrough fundraises for the rest of our budget.
And we're having a cappuccino in the background here. I hope they can all hear you. But at the same time, the kids also get to be on this campus. They do get to interact. I mean, it's during summertime, so all the kids are not in session. But I know I spent some time there and saw a lot of kids interacting. So they also get to really aspire to what a lot of kids have been experiencing through their own high school.
Exactly. And we actually have a school year program as well, not just summer. Oh. And our school year program takes place on 10 Saturdays throughout the year, and those Saturday classes are taught mostly by Santa Fe Prep students. And so that interaction that you were talking about is really, really powerful. High school students from Santa Fe Prep teach classes in science and in English to our Breakthrough students during the school year.
During the school year. And is this the same group that would have been accepted during the summer?
Exactly. So we have a cohort model, so we only accept students for our incoming class. The only opportunity to become part of Breakthrough is during your sixth grade year so that you can come before seventh grade during the summer. And then we keep that same group of students all the way through until they graduate from high school and actually matriculate in college.
That is incredible. So there's the consistency and the support that kids may need if they're still struggling a bit.
Exactly.
I am speaking this morning with Talia Winokur, director of Breakthrough Santa Fe, which is held on the Prep campus. It is a free program for middle schoolers to help give them skills going into competitive high schools. Now, you also were just given the Pinon Award by the Santa Fe Community Foundation, although I should say the actual award ceremony will be next Tuesday, October 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the La Fonda Hotel. There are plenty of tickets still available at santafecf.org. This is the Santa Fe Community Foundation website. And there are a lot of other really wonderful groups as well, which I'll just note have also been awarded. Aspen Santa Fe, New Energy Economy, Pecos Valley Medical Center, some individuals, James Duncan, Nancy Mamel, receiving philanthropic leadership awards. But you all were specifically given the award for courageous innovation. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us about how that process was, and were you interviewed? How did that go?
Yeah, so the way it works is the the community is invited to nominate nonprofits that in Santa Fe for these awards. And we had one of our volunteers and very close friends, Nancy Udell. She actually nominated us and felt that we really exemplified what the Pinon Award for Courageous Innovation really stands for, which is trying to tackle a problem that has been plaguing the community potentially for a long time in an innovative way. And, you know, we've been talking about some of the ways that we're innovative. I think that the students teaching students model is a really innovative way to sort of deal with educational inequity. And also this idea that we keep the same students all the way through. We actually have programming from our students all the way from 7th grade through 12th grade. They don't finish at middle school. They come back and we give them help with their ACT preparation. We help them get into the correct classes. We advocate for them within the public school that most of them are still going to. We help them come up with a list of colleges to apply to. We help them apply for financial aid. Once they get their financial aid awards, we help them and their families decide what school makes the most sense. And so that model of keeping those same kids all the way from sixth grade until they actually go to college is a way that we found is really, really successful. 92% of our students do go on to college. And I think that that really is because we know them from such a young age. They trust us. The families trust us. When we say to the family, it'll work for your student to go out of state to college, or it'll work for your student to leave Santa Fe and go to Albuquerque, the families, you know, we've built trust with them. We're not just a one-time organization that they're coming to for help on their college application. And so they're able to sort of make that leap that can be so difficult for first-generation college-going students.
92% is incredibly high. I mean, do we know what the rate is for people who don't take such a program here?
Yeah, so it's about 23% of the kids who start ninth grade in a Santa Fe public school will go on to matriculate in college. And unfortunately, within 4 years, if you look at kids who start ninth grade here in Santa Fe, if they're Hispanic and low income, which is almost all of our students, only 3% of them will have graduated on time from a university. And so, you know, we are excited to get our first numbers for college graduation. Our oldest class right now in Santa Fe are seniors in college. But we know it will be much, much higher than 3%. So we're excited about that.
Now, we should say that you just completed your ninth summer, so this didn't just begin. Next year will be your 10th year, which is quite a milestone.
Right, yeah, this was actually our 10th summer.
So
we are currently in our 10th year here in Santa Fe. The program started in 2004, but it started in the summer before that school year, and so it ends up being 10 summers, 9 years.
The fuzzy math. Okay, we got it. And so how has the program evolved from when you first began?
I would say that the biggest thing that we've done, and I'd say maybe the last 5 years, is really having a much more robust high school program. The program, as it was founded in San Francisco, really didn't need a very robust high school program because in San Francisco, in cities like New York or Houston, those kinds of cities, there are a lot of options for students to go to competitive high schools on scholarship so that entire cohorts of breakthrough students could go to one private school or another or could go to a very successful magnet charter school. And in Santa Fe, we just don't have those options for our students. No matter how high achieving they are, we're not going to be able to place 30 students in college prep high schools here in Santa Fe. There just isn't. It's a small city. And as a result of that, we as far and along with about 5 or 6 other sites around the country have been leaders in developing high school programming for breakthrough students so that we provide ACT classes. We provide academic enrichment every summer. Our high schoolers come back every summer as well and get help with their ACT and get help with college essays and get help with things that they're going to need in order to progress. And that has really been the biggest change over the last 5 or so years, is having a much more robust high school program.
And really recognizing how much help and support people need through this program.
Exactly.
Process. I mean, no matter where you are in the socioeconomic or even intellectual capacity, I mean, it's a challenging process, and it's wonderful to have that kind of support throughout.
Exactly.
I am speaking today with Talia Winokur, Director of Breakthrough Santa Fe, program based at Santa Fe Prep, now in its 10th summer. Can you tell us some anecdotes? I know that when we've spoken before, there are just some really incredible stories that you have of success of students coming through.
Absolutely. I would say, you know, one student that just immediately comes to mind when you ask about anecdotes is Luis. He is currently a sophomore at Texas Tech. Tech University in Texas, obviously. And he, you know, came his seventh grade year. He himself describes himself as, you know, sort of a little bit of a not, I would say not a poorly behaved student, but definitely wouldn't always pay attention in class, was always bored. You know, felt like he was already learning things he knew. He would get it the first time. The teacher would teach it three or four more times to make sure the whole class got it, and he would just be annoyed and talk to his friends and get up out of his seat. And that at Breakthrough, for the first time, he was challenged, and he just loved it. He couldn't get enough of it. Came back, of course, all of the summers, and then he actually came back as a student intern the summer after his eighth grade summer, and then the summer after his ninth grade summer, he started to teach in the program. And he has now actually taught in our program for five summers.
Wow.
He came back last summer, was the most recent time that he taught, and he just talks so inspiringly about how, you know, he's not interested in being a teacher with his life, and yet he feels that Breakthrough gave him so much that he wants to give back to those next middle school students. He taught eighth grade chemistry this past summer, and the students so look up to him. You know, it's so amazing to see, for them, to see someone who just 6-7 years ago was exactly in their seat, was a Breakthrough student, had gone to Santa Fe Public Schools, you know, went to Ortiz, went to Capitol High, and then really made it. And they see him and they say to themselves, you know, I can do this too. I can be like Luis. I can grow up and go to Texas Tech and be a Breakthrough teacher and really be successful.
And you also had this wonderful anecdote, actually, in the magazine that's going to come out about a mother who wanted to volunteer. And tell us about Leticia.
Yes. So Leticia's son, Giovanni, applied to the program, and he was great. And, you know, we accepted him. We were so excited to have him. And he participated in his seventh grade summer. And then after that, Leticia, his mother, really sort of similarly to Luis, felt like the program had given her and her family so much that she really wanted to give back. And so she came to our offices over at Santa Fe Prep and asked if she could volunteer, if she could help us out, and if her two daughters could also help. So they're not Breakthrough students. They didn't apply to the program when they were younger. But they really wanted to be part of sort of this family affair of giving back to the program. And so right now, both of the daughters, they teach in our Saturday program during the school year. Giovanni, of course, is still a student, and so he gets services from us all the time. And Leticia also often comes back to help us cook, help us prepare food for the students during our Saturday program. So it's really wonderful.
And she has this beautiful quote about how it gives her hope, and hope becomes a habit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was incredibly moving. Where do people go for information? Because I imagine there are many listeners here saying, what is this program? Wait a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. You can definitely visit our website, which is www.breakthroughsantafe.org. You can also definitely, there's a national collaborative website if you're interested in learning more about the national program, which is www.breakthroughcollaborative.org. And you can also feel free to call our office if you're interested potentially in volunteering or seeing how you could get involved. And my phone number is 505-795-7517.
And you can also go to the Pignon Awards ceremony next Tuesday, October 8th at 5:30 at the La Fonda Hotel. And congratulations. This is quite an honor.
Thank you. Yes, we are so honored to be in such wonderful company of these wonderful organizations.
I am speaking now with Talia Winokur, Director of Breakthrough Santa Fe. And give us that website one more time where people can go.
www.breakthroughsantafe.org.
And is there a deadline for applications?
Yes, so we will start our recruiting in November,
okay.
And our application deadline is in early March.
In early March, mm-hmm. So November next month, get ready and prepare for it. Talia, thank you so much for being with us. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to be speaking with Karen Byers about mosaic art and a series of workshops that will be beginning this weekend. Thank you so much, Talia, for being with us in the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.